There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in back to the second hour of the weekend edition. We have a new guest on the program. Actually, Dr. Kern is not such a new guest. He was on the show actually a few months back, and I'm not quite sure why the dialogue stopped. He's a very, very interesting man. He is a Dr. Jeffrey M. Kern. He's been an academic clinical psychologist at Texas A&M University and also at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. But since 1979, he has been specializing in the measurement and prediction of human behavior. And then he went into looking at predicting the price of specifically gold and gold stocks, and he talks about that in his newsletter. Dr. Kern has been a frequent contributor to our friend Bob Moriarty's site, 321 Gold. Jeff, we're lucky to have you. Thank you very much. Tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your newsletter and your website.
Well, thanks for having me. My website is www.skigoldstocks. It's always easy to remember because there's the gold stocks in there, and we're trying to ski up and down the slopes of those waves. And then I also publish every few weeks, 3-4 weeks, free material, which I've been doing since the 321 Gold site opened.
Now, Jeff, can you provide our listeners with a little bit of an overview just on your thoughts of what is happening in the gold market and kind of what direction we are heading?
I'm, again, focused primarily, the indices that I have focus on gold stocks as a large group. I don't analyze individual stocks, so I would be using ETFs and mutual fund types of investments. And we had a fairly rare pattern, happens every 3, 4, 5 years. On December 15th, 16th of 2014, where the gold stock measure that I used displayed a specific, what we call, run pattern, talking about the number of days up and number of days down in a row. When they go two days up, and then go five or more down in a plunge, that has historically marked, well, just about every great bottom since 1976, starting in 1976. And that occurred on December 15th. It was four down December 6th. So I sent out the buy because we also had an index buy signal for the next day. My indices actually give buy and sell signals the day before they execute. So on December 16th, if your readers want to look at a chart of the mutual fund User X, USERX, you'll see it went two up and five down. GDXJ, I think, plunged about 20% in those 5 days. User X went down about 12%, I believe, into the buy signal in that very special run pattern. And so the day before, we have to call that potentially the final low in the gold stocks. So I've got that, which usually leads to multiple years, 2 to 5 years uptrend. But I can't guarantee it. The best of those types of runs occur when the decline is even greater. So when you go up, two up and seven down, two up and eight down, and GDXJ would drop 30%, you'll find those to be the multi-year clear bottom. So I'm a little betwixt in between. I know that's a long answer and I'm hedging, but that can be the multi-year low and or not. We'll see.
Now, Jeff, when you look at the gold stocks and just the industry in general, do you look at it strictly from a technical standpoint? Are you taking into account what's happening geopolitically, fundamentally? Where's your main focus, and what else plays into your assessments?
There's only, I'm a statistician as a psychologist, and so I only deal with numbers that, and the indices are supposed to reflect the mental state, the psychological state of the gold stock market, which is highly, and gold is highly emotional and psychologically based. So no, I don't focus on any fundamentals or anything else besides the ski indices, which are mathematical, and the run patterns that occur each day.
You know, I got to tell you, it's very interesting, Jeff. Right now, that is probably the only sane way that one can really look at the various financial markets. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the invisible hand of your friend and mine, Adam Smith, really doesn't exist anymore in the markets. And I think it exists, interestingly enough, more in the gold stock market than in most others. But I have to tell you, I think the techniques that folks like yourself, Gary Savage, Doc, Chris Temple, and others utilize are the ones right now that have to be really counted on. What is your view right now, if you would, just in general, on the gold stock market over the midterm? And let's define the midterm here as being over the next year. Any comments on that?
Well, again, if that run pattern buy signal back on December 16th was the bottom, we should be going up for years. I do not have a bull market, however. And in fact, if we had gone down today, I would have become even more bearish. The indices would have given another sell signal, and I don't know how low we would go, but we held up today. And if your readers want to look at, again, the mutual fund User X, we need to stay over $5.65 over the next couple of days. And all we have to do is maintain the summer doldrums for a few months, 2 months about here, and I could get us a bull market. Which, even that opportunity, by the way, in the gold stocks only comes every few years. So it's possible, but again, I can't say that I'm bullish right here.
So, Jeff, it really sounds like you, along with a number of our other commentators, are in a wait-and-see period to see where the metal moves over summer. Historically, summer is not exactly the best time, to put it nicely, for gold and silver. You seem to think that, don't you?
Well, I think right now the best that I could ask for in terms of a bullish future would be some more up and down action. Particularly right now, we need up. Just a little bit in the gold stocks. We just need up a little bit. I can get my bull market buy signal without any kind of major rise.
Jeff, real quick, I'm not quite sure where you stand on this. Well, I guess I'm asking the question because I'm not sure where you stand on this. But in terms of the size of the companies, the gold companies that you follow, give us an idea of kind of the spectrum, would you?
Okay. The mutual fund, again, USERX, your listeners should look at that, is the oldest U.S. Gold mutual fund. The first one opened in 1974, July 1st. The composition of that mutual fund varies depending upon the manager. That manager, of course, is Frank Holmes. And the focus for the last, has it been by 20 years now, has primarily been on Canadians, juniors, as well as large producers. So it is, by using a mutual fund that combines hundreds of different stocks, recently with a greater and greater emphasis on Canadian juniors. So it also takes into account, because it's the mutual fund that's priced in U.S. dollars, it also takes into account currency fluctuations, which is one of the reasons why I believe my indices just keep working, because it's not just the stocks themselves, but the currency influence that affects the price and therefore my ski indices.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Dr. Jeffrey M. Kern. We're going to get you back on the program. Thank you so much. Very, very interesting work that you do, Doctor.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We're talking with our friend Dan Kirsch. Dan, you are over in Switzerland right now. I got a question for you. Just kind of, it may seem off the wall with some people, but I really don't think it is. And that is, it has to do with what's going on economically in Europe right now. I mean, the International Monetary Fund has kind of picked up their marbles and left the situation with Greece for the time being. Anyway, they can't just shovel it under the rug forever. There's no question about that. But given the fact that you're over there and you're seeing everything firsthand, What is your opinion as to what would happen to the European stock markets if, in fact, Greece defaulted and left the eurozone?
That's a loaded question. Let me say this. Obviously, Greece is kicking the can down the road story, Keynesian QE that we have all over the world, and Greece can't print this money, so it's obviously dependent upon the eurozone and especially Germany for allowing it to continue to live beyond its means. I think if we have a reset in Greece, I think, and Corey, we talked about this last week, I'm going to say that's one potential black swan, meaning if this happens, what other countries would also pursue this potentially? Or think of the derivatives chain we have. I mean, we have over 500 trillion interest rate sensitive derivatives that if you think about what happened here in Switzerland in January when they decided to stop the peg, just the echo effect of this globally tethered, very volatile, lacking any kind of asset backing derivatives chain. In other words, the banks, if interest rates spike, okay, which I think is where we're going to go because we're going to upset the apple cart. You've seen that lots of bond markets have been declining, interest rates going up. There's increasing uncertainty about the whole situation and whether it could be sustained, i.e. QE, statism, Keynesianism, and we have debt mountains. I think Greece could, if it comes apart at the seams, or better said, says, no, we're going to bolt. If that truly happens, I think it could unleash a huge valuation reset in the bond markets and by extension also in the stock markets.
Dan, I want to chat about what's been happening with long-term interest rates. We saw a major move by what happened in the German bonds, I believe a week or two ago. The right. U.S. 10-year note has been climbing up. We continue to hear rumors, and the Fed continues to speak about, are they going to raise interest rates? Are they not going to raise interest rates? More or less, when are they going to do it? A lot of pundits out there say there's absolutely no way they can do this. What's your take on what is going on out there in these two aspects?
Well, I think, given what we talked about off mic, our economic model, which is very far removed from free market capitalism, rule of law, we've got a lot of hardening of the arteries, sand being kicked in the gear of the free market by virtue of regulatory insanity, tax insanity, loss of property rights protections. We see what's going on with the EPA and also the Bill of Rights. And I think all these things are coming together where if the market, and let's not forget, I mean, today's global bond market, what do we have? Something like $200 trillion in outstanding debt. We're up much more than GDP growth. You know, so we have, you might recall this, Al, but we had an era where in the 80s, Clinton feared the so-called bond vigilantes.
Right.
And today's bond market, or the bond, or the capital's claim, especially people that own debt instruments that are creditors, their claim on the global economic output is probably 2-3 times the level of the Clinton era. So where does this take us? Well, if the central banks lose credibility, or people believe, no longer believe in the puts that they put out, whether it's the ECB or the Fed or Japan, then you have this tremendously huge, outsized, never before seen global debt market that could move the other way in bulk. So I think it's very crucial, and that one of these things is going to upset this loss of confidence in the central banks to maintain what is nothing other than global financial repression, artificially inflated stock and bond prices. But against that, the bond vigilantes are going to rule. So, and this could also come from the national level. I mean, it could be the Chinese for whatever reason. It could be the Saudis deciding to kill the petrodollar. And again, we have all these things that are artificially valued, that are constructs that were, that allow debt and deficits to continue, that tear at the essence of really the wealth of nations. And these things are not sustainable. So the question is, what spark is going to bring this to the fore so we get an asset valuation reset? And I would argue because we have these huge debt mountains, that that would happen with a tremendous impact and potentially, you know, reset things to a level that few people would expect.
Okay, define that level for us, would you? Yeah.
Well, in the vernacular, and thanks for stating the obvious, much higher bond yields, lower bond prices, and much lower stock prices, meaning lower PEs, meaning traditional assets, so-called stocks and bonds. The real traditional assets are commodities, land, water, but in today's jargon, traditional assets, stocks and bonds, would get shellacked. They are not supportable by return on investment considerations, by free market-based allocations or price determinations. So I think both stock and bond markets would be very susceptible to a major correction. And I think that money at the margin would at least partially flow into scarce real assets and into real money. You know, we've discussed this before, but if we take a look at the growth in a global value of stocks and bonds, and we come up with $8 trillion a year. Now, people probably know that silver mining last year was $14 billion, and all the gold mining output was $100 billion or $120 billion, and all investors are massively under-allocated, except maybe the Chinese and the Indians, in gold and silver. So you've got this huge market, artificially huge market in stocks and bonds. If people at the margin start to run for the hills, sell, they want to partially go into precious metals. There's hardly anything there. There's hardly anything traded. I think the result will be obvious. That reset will not only be a taking down of stock and bond markets, but a rising up of precious metals prices, meaning the paper claims and the paper game will be overwhelmed by physical demand for those metals.
You know, I think that's an interesting comment because I felt just almost 100% differently just a few months back, maybe about 6 months ago, Corey. You and I were chatting about this, probably with Savage. I can't remember who it was. But I said, you know, I thought that when Greek defaulted, you know, left the zone, et cetera, that there would be a big sigh of relief on the part of the economies around the world, the Western world, for lack of better terms, and that we would see things return, kind of, maybe not return, but maybe see increased values in the various, you know, stock indices. And I have to say, I stand corrected, Dan, I think your scenario is much more viable. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about a company that all of us have a bit of an interest in, all of us being Doc and myself and Corey. Don't construe any of this as investment advice. We just think it's a very unique story. Here's why we think it's a unique story. It is, in every sense of the word, a grassroots exploration company. It is a speculative company, but what, in my mind, sets them apart is a company is run by a qualified person, a graduate geologist, et cetera, et cetera. Have met these folks lots of times. Corey and I and Doc have all visited the property. They are obviously running short on money, as a lot of small exploration companies are right now. But what are they doing about it? Well, the management and the board of directors believes so strongly in what they're doing that they're actually digging into their own wallets and putting up their own money to make this thing happen. We like their philosophy. We like the fact that they are working in the state of Nevada. Corey, why don't you take over from here?
Well, one aspect that I want to start talking about with you, Lane, and you are, I believe, the president of Idaho North, is your geologist, Tom Calicrate. He is, I would say, one of the most well-known geologists down in the state of Nevada. He has a vast wealth of information on properties down there, as well as future and current properties that Idaho North holds. Can you give us a little background on how Tom fits into the whole corporate culture over there at Idaho North?
I'd be happy to. I've known Tom for about 15 years now, and we've participated in several mining projects, and we hold property together as well. And I would say that Tom has amassed a library of geological data on the western U.S. that is second to any large corporation. And he's also been able to get properties that are in excellent areas, and he's just been able to almost act like a mid-size mining company as far as his inventory of properties and data, and we are using him to the full extent to help give us that knowledge and the background and the properties to further Idaho North's position in the state of Nevada. And I think that's invaluable at this time.
Now, Lane, let's go on and talk about one issue that Al brought up on the onset, and that was the financing issue. He did mention that the company is running a little bit short on cash. Are there any plans, or what is your goal to rectify this?
We have a private placement that will be forthcoming in the next month, and that's going to be internal, and like Al stated, it's almost like a large corporation buying back their shares. We're actually going to be putting our own money back into the company, and as well as asking other qualified investors to participate as well. At the same time, we are certainly conserving all the cash that we have right now. We're dealing with landowners and making adjustments to terms so that we can keep the properties that we have and still conserve as much cash as possible. And right now it is a buyer's market, so we're able to, make changes without a lot of, turbulence out there. It seems like most buyers or most property owners realize that it's tough for all sides. So that's what we're doing as far as going forward cash-wise.
Well, it is tough for all sides. But, as John Kaiser brought out a number of years ago, Lane, he said, roughly 90% of the companies listed on the TSX Venture. Now, you guys are a U.S. company. I want to stress that. Idaho right. North is a fully reporting United States company, fully reporting to the SEC, which is, I think, something folks need to realize. But when you talk about exploration companies in general, Kaiser, who is a good friend of ours on our show very frequently, has said in the past numerous times that probably 90% of the little startup exploration companies out there really don't deserve to be there. One of the reasons he says that is because their properties are a hope and a prayer, number one. Number two, they're not run by really qualified management. And number three, the management isn't really willing to step up, and write the checks. You guys are willing to do that, and you guys do have a qualified management. And that's how my interest really is piqued by what you're doing. I think it's a very interesting story to follow. I'm not necessarily saying invest, but it's a great story. It's a great example of the passion that exists in the mining industry right now. And you guys definitely have that. And I got to tell you, I want to echo one thing that Corey said. Tom Calicrate is an amazing geologist. He and his wife live specifically right down in Nevada. We stayed at his home last time we were down and visiting the property, and I have to tell you, I cannot tell you how impressed I am with Tom and his wife, who is also a graduate geologist, I might add, by the way. So I think that having him is a huge asset for Idaho North, Lane.
Oh, yeah. No, we've utilized him and his expertise quite a bit, and it is, we feel like we know the state as well as anyone. And, we just haven't, come there just because it's popular. I mean, we've been there through thick and thin. And, I think we know the good areas, the good neighborhoods, where there is a high likelihood, of discovery, as opposed to just some goat pasture that, some Canadian junior decided to, get, when the market was way up. And those are starting to, once the payments come due and the rental fees are due, those people, won't be around in the next couple of years, but we'll still be here. This is, it's pretty much our home. We want to focus on the, Western U.S. and especially, the state of Nevada.
So, Lane, just a quick question. Idaho North does have a couple properties already under its corporate umbrella, I guess you could say. Is the focus to continue to explore those or look for some other properties maybe in adjoining areas?
Corey, as I said before, it is a buyer's market, so I want to take advantage of that situation right now. So I am actively looking at properties all over the western U.S., and I think there could be properties equal to what we have, maybe even better. I'm not ignoring what we have. I think they are excellent. you know, I've got to make sure we're knocking on every door possible out there. This is a time of opportunity. This is when companies are really made in the worst times, when the prices are low, when you can't get funding. This is when you'll get opportunities, and this is the big chance right now. So I actually look forward to certain downturns where, you know, small guys have a chance of getting decent profits, and I think that's what we are right now.
Well, I have to agree 100%. We had a long discussion about that, Lane, when we were having dinner at Mr. and Mrs. Calicrate's home. Very long discussion. The opportunities right now are truly there. They're not really there for just your run-of-the-mill stock promoter, though. They're really there for people who are qualified and who can, number one, identify opportunities, and number two, take advantage of them because of their expertise. You know, I got to tell you guys, it's always interesting to follow companies like this for one simple reason, and that simple reason is the passion of the people involved in them. You know, this business is all about passion, and it's all about people. I've never made a nickel in this business by doing anything other than investing in management. And I'm not saying right now, Corey, that people need to invest in this particular situation, but I got to tell you, I think it's an interesting situation. And I think from a selfish standpoint, I got to say, I think it's going to be a really fun company to follow, because I think it will probably, in the end, demonstrate the real drama and excitement that exists in this industry, don't you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of these junior companies, they're interesting to watch, and they can provide some massive gains if they do end up finding some form of a property that is attractive. Obviously, these are risky investments, and investments that you actually have the ability to call up management and chat to them to figure out what they are doing when you do put money into these sort of companies. So again, I guess I would echo you there, Al, that this is one to watch, not necessarily invest in right now. But if they do come across something, then this stock could, well, it definitely has a lot of room to run.
Not investment advice, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the Ralph Show. Corey and I are chatting with Roger Dumoulin-White right now. Roger is the founder and president of a company called Theralase. Theralase is an interesting company that Roger has been involved with for almost 20 years now. We are all shareholders in Theralase. We bought our shares out of the open market. Doc owns shares. I certainly own some shares. And I believe Corey, if he doesn't own shares now, he probably will in the near future, just to be perfectly accurate. That is probably is a big word. I am personally very interested in Theralase because of their cancer research. They also have a division that's providing cash flow to the company, which is very important. Roger, thanks for joining us, bud.
Al, Corey, thanks for having me on the show.
You know, Roger, one thing I have found in my career, and I've done a lot of work with the government, and I got to tell you, man, one thing that I've definitely found is it can be very, very frustrating dealing with the government.
Well, when you're dealing with regulators, they march to their own beat, and so you have to follow the rules, and then things take time.
Now, Roger, we have received quite a few questions from our listeners. Obviously, there are a lot of either shareholders or potential shareholders that listen to this show, and to kick it off, let's chat about a question that we got from Adam sent in, and he pretty much wanted to know that it was good to see the CSA approval of the TLC 2000, but how does Health Canada then fit into this?
Well, with Health Canada, they're obviously the regulator. CSA does the safety approval of the device, make sure it meets all the international criteria, and they've upped that game over the years, so they've taken it to what's called a version 3, so it's quite intricate to complete that work. That's all done based on our recent press release. But now the federal oversight committee, or the regulators from an efficacy point of view, or Health Canada, they've got our file. They've had it probably since the end of 2014. So they've been going through that. They have to obviously go through, you know, different aspects. They go through and make sure everything's, all the boxes are checked. Once that's in place, then they can go forward to the review process. So we were notified in early May that they had everything they need. They're on a 60-day clock for a review process. And that's where our guidance that we're looking for full approval beginning of July.
Roger, when you first started Theralase, you were working with a laser device, and that particular division has been providing you with cash flow for over 20 years now. Now you're more involved, obviously, in cancer research, where my real interest is. But we had a question from a gentleman by the name of Nick. Nick wanted to know what was going on with the evolution of the laser device.
Right, and that's really pending Health Canada approval. Like, we're revving up for production, for full commercial distribution, but we can't put that out to the market until we have our final approval. So we're looking for the approval of the TLC 2000 in early July in Canada. We're looking for fourth quarter of this year for U.S. and international markets.
Now, Roger, can you talk about the potential market penetration of this TLT 2000, first of all, in Canada, the U.S., even potentially abroad?
Well, there's a couple of different measures you can look at. We currently have about 800, you know, of our existing technology, the TLC 1000 series and 900 series, into the Canadian market, and about 400 into the U.S. and international markets. Our estimates are that we can trade up 50 to 80% of those products. So if we launch in Canada, we have 800 locations. So a trade-up would be anywhere from 400 systems to 640 systems. At an average price of around $25,000 for this product, you're looking at anywhere from $10 million to $12 to $13 million in sales in Canada over the next year to 2 years. If you look at the U.S. market and international with the 400 systems, you're looking at, again, about 200 to, let's say, 300 systems. And again, at $25,000 average, you're looking at, what, $5 to $7.5 million in additional revenue there. So that's just looking at trading up our existing systems. Now you look at competitive systems. So there's probably 2, 3, 4 times the amount of our products in the market with competitive systems, so you could certainly trade those up. And then you look at new practitioners who have not jumped on the bandwagon with this technology. If, you know, if they're not convinced of the technology or the repeatability and the reproducibility that they require to enter the mainstream medical market, which is what the TLC 2000 brings to the table. So if you look at the total saturated market in the U.S., our estimate is there's about 1.3 million practitioners in the U.S. that could buy this technology. Canada, typically about a tenth of the size of the U.S., is about 130,000 practitioners. So there's some fairly big markets. If you multiply those out by $25,000, then you'll get an estimate of how big this market could be.
You know, it isn't that your laser division doesn't interest me, because it interests me a lot. Anything that brings money into the company obviously would interest me, and you've been very successful with that. But what I am particularly interested in right now is the cancer research that you are doing. Where do you stand in terms of clinical trials? You know, that I would think would be the next step.
Well, the guidance that we've given to the market, and this is following the press releases and following our direction, is that we're preparing for commencing a Phase 1B clinical trial in Canada at Princess Margaret Cancer Center in fourth quarter of this year. So what we're doing is we're lining up the trilogy of events that need to happen. One of those is the manufacture of the drug, and that's what we've been working with Sigma Aldrich out of Wisconsin to complete. So they're completing a GMP level of the drug, which is what's required for human clinical trials, in third quarter. We're completing the toxicology analysis, which sets the bar for the drug as far as the maximum tolerated dose, the minimum effective dose, so you know what your levels are when you're dosing humans with this this new technology. That's being completed and should be done in third quarter of this year. And then we're working on the third arm of that, which is the clinical protocol and the investigator's brochure. So it really explains to uro-oncologists how do you use this technology, what's the standard operating procedure, how do you apply the drug, how do you apply the laser, etc. So that's being worked on with the folks at University Health Network and with our clinical research organization. So all those things are happening as we speak. That will all culminate at the end of third quarter in a clinical trial application, or a CTA, which will be sent to Health Canada. Once you approve that, we can start enrolling patients.
Roger, I want to continue on chatting about these Phase 1B trial, also the 2A potential trial. We had a number of comments posted below the news release, posted on Tuesday, I believe, that focused on the TLC 3000. First of all, is this needed for the upcoming Phase 1B trial, and where does this stand within the company?
Yeah, and I think what we need to do is we need to differentiate, because with the TLC 3000, the TLC 3000 is a technology that can activate the photodynamic compounds. So there's really two different models, and maybe that's where there's some confusion. There's the TLC 3000A model, which is a product which is used for activating the photodynamic compounds, or PDCs, in 96 well plates or Petri dishes. So this is for our initial work. So that product's completed. It's used daily by our researchers at University Health Network. So that is one product or one laser source which is used to activate the PDCs. The TLC-3000B model is a product that can be used to activate the PDCs in human tissue. That's still in the development stage. So we're developing that now with some very complex hardware and software and firmware and graphical user interfaces. It's a fairly sophisticated device, as you can imagine. That will be ready for our phase two clinical trials, so probably about a year and a half to 2 years from now. So for the phase one trials, what we're doing, the ones that we're going to start in fourth quarter, the obvious question would be, what system are you using? So for the phase one clinical trials, since our primary endpoints are safety and tolerability, we're simply using a commercially available laser, which has similar specifications for activating the drugs.
One thing in the interest of full disclosure that I want to bring up, aside from the fact that we are all shareholders in Theralase, happy shareholders at this point, is that our company is also doing a registration statement for Theralase. It's called a Form 20F. It's a voluntary registration to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Why is Theralase doing that? Well, they're doing it for two reasons. Number one, because it enhances the ability for the stock to trade in the United States. And more importantly, number two, once the 20F has been accepted by the Securities and Exchange Commission, it allows them to make application to trade on a major exchange down here, such as NYSE Amex. And we are very much looking forward to that, because it's been our past experience that whenever a company evolves from being in the junior sector on a Canadian exchange and then gets on the NYSE Amex, visibility in the U.S. increases substantially. Roger, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.